Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is not easy to do. So if any of you texters ever want to come in and host radio, be my guest. We'll see how long you last. Let's see if you can do a full hour or three the way I'm going to do today of radio by yourself and see if you make any mistakes. And again, I make mistakes. I spelled Jack Harlow with a G. It was stupid. He deserved it. Jack Harlow deserved it with a G. All right, it's the roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7 live in the Liquor Barn Studios. I'm your host, James Strebel. Joining me today, the fabulous one himself, Phil Baker.
Hi there.
Hi, how you doing? Zach Cantrell running the board today, looking good. He's wearing red. He's Cardinal Zach. He's a Louis supporter. Louis is in Louisville, not Louis Rabot.
Where's the truck horn? I got to hear the truck
Phil's
horn. It's like a trance.
I feel naked. Okay, there we go.
I feel like it's like the gong in order to start the show. It's like I can't go on without this. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
We got to do it right, damn it.
Well, you're looking good. You got your pineapple shirt on.
I did my pineapple shirt on today.
I thought of you.
You know? Oh, did you?
I thought of you for this. And this is what you've created. my buddies that were on it, they're on a cruise. Some of them are in the group chat.
Let's go.
They sent me a video of, I guess, some TikToker that was going down the hall. It's like, let's see if we can find any upside down pineapples.
Yeah.
And I guess it was like out of the 30 or the 50 doors they went by, they found two.
Two. Oh, they're there.
Not right across from each other, but down the hall.
Just a message.
And that's what your shirt makes me think of. We need to do a psychiatry thing of like the ink blobs that we see when I think of you, or like different hosts that we have here. But when I see the pineapples, I think of Nordy C and James Strebel.
Yeah, not that I live in Nordy C or that I partake in the upside.
You're just wearing a pineapple shirt.
Culture. I just have the shirt. I just think it's a nice, fun summer shirt. And you, what do you have on today? You always have these wonderful.
Bellarmine polo.
There we
like
go,
that?
Scotty D for life. Let's go. So you're Scotty D Bellarmine. I'm Swinger, and Zach is Cardinal Zach. So there we go.
It was this.
Yeah, the guy who does Kentucky postgame shows, most notably known as a Cardinal.
That's right.
You were on LSL last night. He does this. We talk about this on Sunday. His name's Chameleon Cantrell.
Chameleon Cantrell, which he should be.
Because he does this whole we thing, us thing on both of those sticks. And it's a nice, but I think he's banking on that one is not listening to the other.
Right. No, he's right to do that. Like,
yeah.
I'll back him up on that. Like, he's right
he's
to...
He's playing to the audience.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. He hasn't planted his flag yet. He's Ohio State, so he's unaffiliated. Kind of like Cardinal Sweeney when he was here. You know, he likes the New York Giants, didn't really have a college team.
I'm not
Yankees.
Patino yet. I haven't decided.
Yeah, you're not Patino yet. You haven't decided.
I got to figure out where I'm planting my flag here in the Commonwealth.
Yes, well, I mean, come on over to the blue side, Zach.
BBZ.
I'm gonna show you what you can get if you come over to the blue side here in just a moment. I'm gonna show you the lavish gifts they give to us NIL supporters here in just a moment.
You and Rick Pitino.
Me and Rick Pitino. I guarantee Rick Pitino didn't get this. Well, I'll dive into it. But we've got tons to talk about today. The cornball off continues. Is the Big 12 making moves, and is Louisville involved? SEC coach rankings, they still love Stoops. A lot of questions on Brohm year two. Is he set to regress? We'll have the Blitz at 4 o'clock. We'll do Cam Drummond first today, Zach, and then Ty Spaulding. And Cam's at a PGA event.
No, it's the ISCO thing.
Yeah.
So, has it been that's moving to Louisville next year, I believe.
Is it really?
It's moving to Hurstboard Country Club. I hope I'm not breaking any news here.
Uh-oh.
But I think the
John
state,
Bowles going to get you.
I think the state of Louisville guys put it out there saying it was like the worst kept secret. But apparently,
okay.
It's either this year or the year. Or I'm sorry, one more year in right outside of Lexington. I believe
and
it's
then it's coming to Louisville.
I believe it's coming to Louisville,
wow.
Which made me think of all the people that were anti Topgolf are sure going to love a PGA a PGA event out in their backyard. It's the same week as the British Open, and
right?
So
right.
It's not a big name event,
but still,
it's on the PGA Tour.
How will Mayor Greenberg screw that up? We have Armando,
all those bike lanes.
We have Armando Bacot trashing St. Peter's after St. Peter's beat Kentucky. Andy will be on at 5 o'clock. Andy Swinney and I saw something on WDRB. What the hell is Hep's Rock? That's one of the main questions I have.
You saw that on WDRB?
Yes, Rick Bozich wrote an article about Hep's Rock. Apparently, it's something with IU football.
So
I have no idea what it is.
I retweeted it from the station account, and I gotta be. Or I'm sorry, I saw the show notes. That's where
yes,
I saw it.
Yes.
And when I saw that, I thought, I got to be honest, I thought this was a play on just like an ICP cover band or something.
I wish.
Like, I was just like, what
That's
is this
better.
A new indie rock band that I'm not over? So that totally went over.
Rock.
That totally went over my head right there until I went to WDRB.com and I see a giant asteroid that is Rick Bozich. I just thought it was a default little image from Getty that he had there.
No, it's funny because I didn't know that IU football had any traditions. Apparently, they do. It's not Howard's Rock, it's Hep's Rock. So I don't know what it is. I didn't read the article because I want Andy to enlighten us since he's in the land of the Hoosiers. But let's get right into this, okay? So I was. Phil has not seen the contents of my bag yet.
If it's anything like the bag, I think I'm knowing the quality of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so months ago, when Mark Pope first took the job, let me take everyone down memory lane real quick, okay? I signed up for the Club Blue account. The 40 club or whatever to donate to NIL basketball
47 account
for
or 45
no, 45 well maybe 47 one two skip a few, you know what I mean? So I signed up. They said you're gonna get a polo and a swag bag, but the swag bag may take longer to get to you because of demand. So I got the polo within 7 days of signing up, so I was like, oh, the swag bag will be here. And the polo, it's all white.
Of course. There's a theme.
His house is white, his roster, the polo's white, everything's white.
There's a common theme.
So I get that.
Gritty. It's gritty. You know.
It's gritty.
Coach's son.
Yeah.
First guy in, last guy out.
Yes, it's a gritty white.
It's
I think that's the actual
I like that.
The actual color on the color spectrum, it's gritty white.
Sneaky athletic, too.
Yeah, sneaky athletic white. And so I get that. It's all cotton. It shrinks immediately. There's no Nike swoosh on it, which pissed me off.
Wait a second. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No. It just... We did the white thing, and then you just said it's all cotton. I'm like, continue. I throw that dead fish in your way, but please continue.
It was a dead fish. And what is that is as Ty Spaulding talking about all white basketball players, and we've got them coming. Anyway, so I finally get my swag bag yesterday, Phil, and it came in a package, and then I open the package, and it's this clear tote. Right, it's got this clear tote. I guess this is for when you go to games, because like when you take stuff into Kroger Field or Rupp Arena, it has to be in a clear bag. So this is part of it. Okay, so what's in the bag? Okay, as you can see, it's scant. There's not that scat. It's scant. There's not a lot of things in there. There's one thing in here that I will use. That I definitely. It was a nice little addition. Okay, so here's the first thing. I get a Club Blue bumper sticker, which will not be on my van. Have that. Okay.
You got a bumper sticker you added on from the baseball trip, I noticed.
Yes, the Cooperstown Dreams Park.
Okay,
yes.
I saw that out there.
I'm not a bumper sticker guy. So one thing I have, they had to put that on my van, that and like a little registration so I could park in there, okay, the compound.
Okay. Well,
you couldn't park in the compound unless you had the bumper sticker and the registration tag, which the bumper sticker's nice. I'll leave it there.
It's nice.
I get a pair of Club Blue cheap sunglasses.
So okay. Does it say Club Blue?
It says Club Blue okay. on one of the little earpieces there. I got
you
got
to take a picture of this and tweet it out,
yeah.
too.
Oh, I will. I will. And I got, I think this is a bottle opener.
Let me see this.
Okay, well, I think that's a bottle opener. I'm not sure. It's a Club Blue. What is that?
Made in China. So.
Made
in,
what?
Oh,
what?
Out of US of A.
Hey, why is it not made in Lexington? What is this?
It's almost... it's almost too small. Like,
yeah,
if
I don't
any
know what
sort
the hell
of bottle
that is.
Open, like, that wouldn't fit a BL right there.
No, it wouldn't. So like, I don't know what that is. It's some plastic thing that looks like a bottle opener. I don't know what it is.
Is it, like, supposed... Is there, like, a tote to, like...
No.
No, I don't know what
I don't know
that
what
is.
The hell this is. So this mystery object... I got a Club Blue koozie.
Boy, they really went all out
for
this.
Yeah, they did, which I have 500 koozies, so
what's
there we go.
What's the tag? Oh,
koozie.
Okay.
So I've got like 500 of these because I drink a lot of beer. And then the only thing that I'll use in here that I actually was excited to get.
I know exactly what it is.
I got a portable cell phone charger. Which I'll use this.
You know,
like this I will use.
You know the beauty of that
that's
though?
It. That's the contents of the bag. That's all I got.
I
got
to be honest. That may be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's terrible.
And
it's
even
terrible.
The phone charger that you're excited about
yeah.
is going to absolutely kill your iPhone battery.
Oh, yes. It would kill my iPhone battery.
Because it's not an Apple product. It's
no.
straight from AliExpress or DHgate. I got to be
Tim
honest.
Tim, it says Club Blue on it. Yeah.
They went on the absolute cheap. I mean, Streep, you got to tweet out a picture of this.
Oh, I
mean,
I will.
So this is
this
what?
This is terrible.
This is 40 a month, and this is all it got you.
Yeah. The Apollo that shrunk. A clear plastic bag with one blag. A clear plastic bag with one item that I'll actually use in here. Oh, I got a pin. I forgot about the pin.
See
that
the keychain's the bottle. The keychain's the bottle opener.
Yeah, the keychain's the bottle. So I don't know what the hell this plastic thing is. I missed the pin. I got a pin and a keychain that is a bottle opener.
Ask when you tweet it out. Ask what
I will.
Like, is Zach back there? Can you see? Does he know what that is?
Do you know what this is?
It's not a bottle opener, right?
Some text says it's a lottery ticket. Hold on, wait. Okay.
Oh, is it a scratch off? I can see.
Okay, that's a lottery ticket scratcher for Cats fans.
It could be.
I don't know what the hell this thing is.
That's really bothering me right now.
It is too, Zach. Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is used for?
It's too small to be a bottle opener.
Yeah, that's not a bottle.
It's not. I don't know what it is. Is it a letter opener? Because Barnhart only reads letters.
Yes,
he's feathering a lot of pins.
Texter, were there any cookies in from the Popes in the swag bag? No, not even one cookie. Not one cookie.
You couldn't even get a cookie?
Couldn't even get a cookie, Zach. No,
wow.
No Kroger cookies in this swag
bag.
So
KSR bag. Can get cookies, but you can't.
Yeah,
Matt
Jones' swag bag was filled. I bet it has every... He hasn't even got it yet. He's in Brazil or Argentina or something. I don't know where he is, but he's somewhere.
I got to be honest with this. This is the one thing, because I can't remember, because we were talking about this off the air with the locker room Louie thing.
Or yeah, Louie lockers. Louie lockers.
I think it was the same... Look, I got to be honest. Not the rivalry too hard. It was... Nicer, but not by much from the standpoint of I'm talking like if you're going to spend 40 a month.
40
or whatever,
a month? I got four kids.
You got to get the checks. You got to get checks over stripes. You got to get some Nike gear. You got to get a Nike hat.
Zero Nike in here.
That's
zero
Nike. That's the stuff that you see at a kiosk at a flea market.
That's what it is. If you go to the Kentucky State Fair. If you go to...
There is a tent. There's a sketchy individual selling those things at that bag.
Yeah, they'll give you stuff. Like you know you walk around the indoor portion of the fair.
Keychain.
You get all kinds of... They're throwing stuff at you. It's all over the place. And yeah, I could go to the Kentucky State Fair and get all these items for free. Every single one of them.
If I see Nick walk by, he strikes me as somebody who knows the gimmicky type of things
you're
like that.
You're exactly right. If we see Nick...
I'm going to yell for him to come in for that.
If you're listening, Nick, come in here and see if you can see what this mystery... I was showing it to Louis Rabeau. He didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, because...
I don't know what this is. I'm with you. It's bothering me.
I wonder if it's like a can opener, not like an actual like Campbell's soup, but like a beer can opener.
Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Who needs that?
I can open it. It's easy access already.
Yeah,
you just flip the tab and open the beer.
Maybe
and
it's a shotgun
ready
of beer.
To go. Maybe that. How long has it been since you shotgunned a beer?
I feel like it was at a bachelor party a couple years ago. Actually,
really? Okay, yeah. it's been
a couple. Yeah, my last buddy that we
few
had
a, years. Yeah,
we had a bachelor
a
party.
for a buddy. I would say it's about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Good for you.
I mean, there you go. It was at the end of the night. I mean, it wasn't too long.
You know, the last time I shotgunned a beer, it was before I was married. A friend of mine, he had his cousin. She lived in Pekin, Indiana. Have you ever been to Pekin, Indiana?
I didn't even know it. It sounds like a fake place, like a set of Stranger Things or something like that.
No, it's real. But she lived on a farm and she had like a horse. We actually went horseback riding at like 1 a.m. It was odd. But we shotgunned a beer.
On the horse?
No, not on the horse. No, this is before the horse. It was really stupid on my part. She had some friends over, so I tried to impress everybody. We had shotgun beer races, and I won every one of them.
Shocking.
Shocking. I don't think I could do that now. But anyway, that's the last time I shotgunned a beer. And then we ran out of beer, so my friend and I went to this like bar/liquor store. And I was dressed kind of like this, like a college bro, right? So we walk in, and it's like a biker bar.
Oh, boy.
It's like if they had the jukebox playing, like the record, whatever.
Scratched.
Yeah. And we walked in, and I was like, let's get this beer and get the hell out of here, because they do not want us here. Like, this is a local establishment, and they don't want me and my college friends, my graduate buddies, here in this bar. And then so we got the case of beer, and then we left really quick.
So what year was it? So you were in college when this happened.
Yeah, I believe I was a senior in college.
That is shocking. You have not shotgunned a beer since college.
I know. Especially, not that I remember. That's the last.
Not to bring up the UK UofL postgame show, but I mean, that day you struck me as somebody who probably shotgunned a beer.
No, I was, I blame Tox for this. I was drinking bourbon, bullet bourbon straight out of the bottle.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it. Takes about four shotguns of beers right there. So not saying you couldn't do it, but it's just shocking to me. You strike me as somebody who it's like, I went in Rome. What's going on?
I've not been to many parties where, you know, you go to shotgun beers since then. That's not my world anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's going to, well, unless we decide to do ESPN Louisville Plus in Kroger Field. We need to get you on like the Nick Coffey thing where he's going around doing keg stands.
Oh, yeah. See, I would love to do that. Okay. Like being a man on the street like that, and like doing keg stands, going to visiting different tailgates. Anna used to do that. I don't think she did any keg stands, but she used to be like BBN Tonight on the street and go to tailgates and interview people. I would be great at that.
I'll volunteer. I'll do it.
Zach will carry the equipment, and he'll partake in some beers too.
Carrying the equipment, Zach?
What's that?
Would you carry the equipment for me?
I could carry it.
Okay, there we go. Get a little backpack, Zach. Get a little backpack.
As long as I get beer.
As long as he gets beer.
You're going to hold him on his back like Yoda, like an Empire Strikes Back. Zach's going to be on your back with all the equipment, and you're just going to be going around a tailgate to tailgate.
I won't tell you the last time I shotgunned a beer.
I would say...
last week.
Yeah. Last week was July 4th, so...
Oh, there we go.
Did you do, like, some beer Olympics or something? Or?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Oh, we were at the Omni, just...
Shotgunned a beer at the Omni, and people did look at you like, you monsters?
We were in a room at the time.
Wait. You weren't at a pool doing this?
Oh, we were... No.
So you shotgunned a beer...
In the Omni?
In an Omni room.
Zach lives a completely separate life that we do not know about.
I was at the pool all day, though. I will say that.
I agree with you on that. He lives downtown, old Louisville, kind of downtown. Yeah. He's on the prowl.
He goes to Country Boy Brewing a lot.
Yes, I do.
I'm telling you. I would like to follow Zach around for a weekend just to see what this man does. Because I think it's more exciting than I mean, obviously, he's chugging
carries
in the Omni.
He does Eminem raps.
That's the ESPN Plus, Louisville Plus reality show.
There you go.
There you go.
There's your ESPN Louisville Plus help right there.
Yeah.
There you see right there. So you all went up to a room. So the crew that was at the pool, wouldn't you do it poolside? Is that frowned upon?
No, it's not frowned upon. Just... was in more of the mood for swimming, and I was in the hot tub also. You're not going to shotgun a beer.
Oh my gosh.
Look at this guy.
I feel like you would want to do it in front of the talent was there to show off. You weren't convinced.
To be fair, in the room, there were just two guys and more women, so there was talent.
I'm telling you, Phil.
What was the ratio you were working with?
Yeah.
So there were eight of us. There were six women and two guys.
Age groups?
Anywhere from 28 to the oldest was 34.
How do you know them?
I've been friends with them for a while.
Is it a friend or has potential to
blossom?
We'll see. A couple friends and a couple potential.
He lives a different life.
He does.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Zachy C.
He's Zachy C on the board here. You know, little go-getter, you know, doing doing sound. And then as soon as he leaves here, he turns into the man about town.
I'm the Roy Kent of this place. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
There you go.
How was the shotgun? Did you take a shot to the face?
No, I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
No. So
were you one of the stronger competitors here?
I was, yes.
Yeah, I figured he would be.
I was last one standing, actually.
Huh. I look, and he shows up every Sunday, and he's got
He does his job. He does his 2 hours of radio with you and Nick Curran. Nick Curran would be horrified and shocked right now.
He would be.
Yeah, because he probably thinks that Zach is like this innocent little guy that goes home and just watches
Ohio State
clips all day.
That
but here's Zach. All right, let's read some text here real quick, because they're coming in hot and heavy, and then we'll get to some content maybe. Texter, so Rig wants to be like Drew Franklin at the home football game, checking out folks tailgate. Oh, he does that? Well, never mind.
That can't be your...
I can't do that now. Franklin's already doing it. I can't do that.
See, I would love for you... This is what I want to happen. I would love for you to be on a golf cart and just, like, it would be your chariot.
Yeah,
and people
drive me around.
Well, and then just tossing you things. It could be a Jell-O shot. It could be a beer. You missed the beer.
It could be a brawl. Yeah.
It hit... Damn, I stepped on that. Damn it. Trust
Sorry.
Me, you can still get those with those clear bags over there.
Yeah, I'll
here's
get my clear
a,
bag.
Here's the blue club over here.
The club blue.
What's the other memberships? Because we know Blankenbaker, because he was promoting the white membership, had to get it changed. What was your membership? The 40 membership?
The 40 club.
So what's the other options?
I didn't go past that. I just said, $40 a month. I was like, you could obviously pledge more. But I was like, this is doable.
I get you the white membership, right?
It's like, I don't know if there's a white membership. I don't know. With Pope, there should be.
With Mark Pope, I can assure you, there's a white membership.
Somewhere around, Texter, this sounds much better than the sausage parties Diener and Blank go to. Texter.
I hope they picked up Zach's bite glass through the glass.
Rabot is heated right now. Texter. Our Holy Cross 5-year reunion at Kurt's house. I shotgunned a beer there. I was doing keg stands there too. So this is a friend of mine that's listening. Thank you very much.
So you've been out of high school for how long? 20-ish years?
Dude, I've been, was it 2024? I've been out of high school 24 years. Yeah.
That is shocking. You haven't done a shotgun of beers since college.
Well, since college, yeah.
That's shocking. As much as you consume. So it's just, but you're
older
now.
I consume for leisure.
Right. You know, you're not going. It's like you're on the deck listening to the conspiracy theory podcast.
Bingo. Listen to some yacht rock. I mean, that's what I'm not out there, you know, trying to just get hammered. You know what I mean?
You're not in an Omni room.
Yeah, I'm not in an Omni room with six women. Like Zach, Texter Strebel was the horse. Thank you. Texter, we went horseback riding at 1. Sounds like something you do at your upside down pineapple meetings. Texter, there's definitely a white membership. It's called Pope's Roster. Okay, here we go. Oh, man.
I love the look of his house. It just looks like a bunch of...
It's awesome. Well...
It's compound.
It is. There's multiple. Max was trying to fight me on this. It's a compound. There's multiple homes.
What was he trying to fight you on?
He's like, it's not a compound.
It has multiple wings to the thing.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Max,
like,
you're wrong.
Max
about
is
this,
wrong.
Man. You're wrong about
He's
that.
Wrong.
He's
wrong. Sorry, Max.
Own.
We love you.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at it, and it's like there's sectioned off portion. It's like this is its own little house over there. It's just all connected.
Yeah, I think he has four daughters. I believe he has. It's like each daughter gets their own wing to the home, like the Pope and Mrs. Pope. Wing, they have their own, like they had the major portion of the house, then each daughter gets their own little portion of the house. Like that's set up. I imagine if we were ever able to move into a $5 million compound, every one of my children would have their own wing, and I'd be like, y'all stay in your wing, your mother and I are gonna stay in our wing.
It was anniversary night last night.
The celebration's on Saturday. She had to work 12 hours yesterday.
Okay, so the buildup is there. Yes, so Saturday you will be a band around town. And,
yes.
Hopefully having your own Omni setting up for that possibly.
Yes, I don't know. We will bong some beers possibly. We do still have a beer bong.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the COVID beer bong.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the COVID beer bong because when our kids would go to bed, and they were younger at that time, so they were going to bed at like 8.
Did you ever have to makeshift one? Like going to a gas station and getting like a gas
funnel?
Yeah. If you know what I'm talking about, like if you run out of gas,
and you have to get one of the red. Did you have to make a shift beer bong for that?
No,
you
I
haven't lived
not.
Until that, man. That's the good stuff. That's MacGyver. That's the MacGyver.
You had the
type
red
stuff.
Gas can, and you had to use the beer bong to fill your tank. I've never had to
Boy,
do that.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, I'm very.
Where'd you get that at? Spencer's?
What?
The COVID beer bong?
No, Amazon.
Huh?
Yeah, Amazon. She found it on Amazon, and she was like, "We might as well do this while the kids are in bed. We can have some fun," and we did.
So, oh, wow. So this wasn't something. So you all just ordered a beer bong during COVID.
Yes.
Just to have some. Wow.
Yeah, just to do it.
She is a keeper, man.
Absolutely. That's why I've been married to her for 14 years.
Man, it's like the Spider-Man meme.
I didn't even order the beer bong. She ordered it.
Shout out.
And it showed up at her house, and I was like, what's this? She's like, oh, I'll order this a beer bong for when the kids go to bed. And I was like, I love you. I was like, my love grew.
What a date night, just to be like, let's bong some beers.
Dude, we watched Tiger King and bonged beers. That's what we did. We watched Tiger King. We bonged beers.
What a great
we drank
COVID.
Vodka.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My body's hurting.
COVID was great for me. I know it was terrible for other people, but it was great for me.
You didn't get to be near people.
I didn't have to go to work. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd throw my assignments out there. I'd do a little Zoom call with the kids, and then they're all, you know, that's what it was. It wasn't the best form of education. I knew at the time when I was doing these Zooms and like online learning,
nothing's gonna
like,
stick.
This is all BS. Like, none of this is gonna stick.
Has there been a study to see like
our reading and math scores? I'm not talking about like my school specifically.
But
I'm just talking
like
about nationally,
across
the boards, reading and math scores plummeted after COVID. Plummeted because, I mean, kids missed a year of education.
That's crazy. Yeah,
period.
That's,
I mean,
I was
they
curious.
Did.
Yeah, you were bonging beers during
bonging
all that.
Beers. I was bonging beers. Yeah, yeah. Kids were staying up till like 5 a.m. playing video games. They'd wake up at 8, check in with me, say, yeah, I'm here, Mr. Strebel. Does anyone have any questions? Anyone confused on the math or the science or the assignments or whatever? And then, no, we're good, we're good, we're good. And then they're left their own devices the rest of the day. That was it. I had like a 3-hour window where I had to be available, and so they'd hop on the Zoom if they had anything, and that was it.
God, what a time. Do you go
it's weird.
Going on Amazon? I know, it feels so long ago.
Yeah.
I wish you all would have gone to, like, Spencer's to get that beer bong.
Oh, I haven't been in a Spencer's. Probably the last time I shotgun a beer was the last time I went into a Spencer's Gifts.
When was the last time you were in a Hot Topic?
Oh, actually, not that long ago.
What were you doing in the Hot Topic?
It was Louder Than Life.
Oh, you got a shirt
and
there.
Well, they didn't have anything that I liked. It was like all like My Chemical Romance, which I hate those bands. It was like My Chemical Romance and Simple Plan and AFI and Blink 182. I was like, I don't like any of those bands.
You don't like Blink 182? You strike me as somebody.
I like some of their songs, but I'm not like a huge fan.
Okay.
They're okay.
You know, there's a big gap between Blink 182 and My Chemical Romance.
There is a huge gap. But I like early Blink 182. I like early Enema of the State, Take Your Pants Off and Jacket, like those. Even before that, Dude Ranch. Like, I like those albums. And then they got too like emo, and I was like, what are you guys doing? And Tom DeLonge's voice is kind of, you know, bothersome. I like when Mark Hoppus sings more than Tom DeLonge.
Well, speaking of emo, ESPN Louisville Plus tonight coming up. You can Sofro's going to be on there for that. So if you want to listen to My Chemical Romance, breaking down the games that broke us. Others
yes,
may
yes.
join. I may.
That's 9 p.m. Right?
9 p.m. I believe.
Okay.
Me and his buddy
out there.
We're trying to get others. It's loosey goosey around here.
It is loosey goosey.
We may join, we may not, but possibly be out there. So if you want to watch that ESPN Global Plus, like, subscribe. Sofro is doing that tonight.
Yes, he is, and it'll be very emo because we'll all be sad. All right, let's read some texts here, and then we'll take a break. And then after that, I got to talk about this Big 12 stuff because Louisville's getting left out, possibly, potentially again. All right, Tector. So the beer bong is how Reed Strebel ended up here. No, that wasn't a beer bong. Nah, that was something else. There's a story behind it. I'm not getting into the story.
Why would you even say there's a story? Now you know people are going
to...
The tell-all book.
I want to bet. I'll just say that and then...
See, he does this thing. He does this thing. Zach, he said there's a story. Not going to tell you a story, but then there's a bet.
I was going to say, you can't do that.
But then there's a bet, so he kind of sheds more light.
Now you got it. Yeah, come on. You can't tease the people.
Dexter, Phil said the buildup is there. In reference to Strebel anniversary celebrations, LOL. Texter, the doctor's anniversary is last night, weekend for hubby. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Texter, I'd beer bong every beer before I shotgun one. I'm with you. I'm more of a beer bong person. Texter, MAGA Strebel would stay on the right wing of the compound while Nikki the Lib would stay on the left wing. That's
funny. That's a good text.
Texter, sent 6-inch sirloin Saturday. Yeah, there may be a... There may be a sirloin involved. I don't know. Dexter Big Rig was buying a super tight Green Day Dookie album shirt and probably also had a lava lamp in Hot Topic Samson. That's another band I don't like. I don't like Green Day. I like Dookie and I like Nimrod. I even like some of their earlier stuff, Kerplunk. If any, those are from OG Green Day fans, like some of that. But they ended up losing.
Weren't they at Ladder in Life not too long?
They
ago?
Were. They were there. They were
last
the Sunday.
Year. That yeah. was okay. Yeah, last I always year. Get see that. That's the problem. Look, we, the they great all run partners. Together. I know it's a blur. I can't remember which one. 76 days out too from
yes,
Ladder in Life
yes.
coming up soon.
I'm pumped to see Slayer. That's Slayer's. The band I'm there to see. I've already seen a lot of the other bands, but I'm there Friday night for Slayer. That's the night I'll be there.
I feel
for
like
sure.
Slipknot is there every year.
Every year is Slipknot. Yes, every year is Slipknot, which is fine. I've seen Slipknot. They're intense. They're fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but it's like when you see them one time, then that's it.
How is 3-6 Mafia like so far down the list? Sorry, I know we got to go to break.
I agree with you.
3-6 Mafia is the only one I really want to see out there.
So what night are they there?
They are there Saturday, and it's like
Saturday's Motley Crue, right?
And, yeah,
I've seen them. They're okay,
and it's the smaller font, so it's you know they got Motley Crue, Falling in Reverse, Drop. Oh, Dieter's Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys.
Oh,
yeah,
Dieter's
the Dieter
go.
Show must represent. I'd love to see Diener Ladder
crowd,
for Life.
Just crowd surfing up there.
Crowd surfing. Get Diener in a mosh pit. That'd be fantastic. He'd have some Coors Lights. He'll be ready to go. He'll be ready to mosh pit. But the problem is I have to find someone to go see Slayer with me. I can't go by myself. And they're not like a band that's like, oh, yeah, I got to see them. But it's like it's a personal. But I think Anthrax plays.
Yeah,
that weekend too.
Friday. They play Friday. They play the same as Slayer.
Okay, good. So that
and Evanescence.
I'll be able to. I liked Amy Lee back in the day. No, you know, if we're putting all our cards on the table. I had a thing for Amy Lee back in the day. Not. I have a story about that, but I can't tell it on air.
Another one.
I saw them play. Early on when they had that song come out that's popular.
Bring me to life.
Yeah, Bring Me to Life. That's it. Bring Me to Life. And they were, remember the old Jillian's?
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's Mile Wide.
Yes.
Yeah, so they played at Jillian's. You know, they had that little concert
I know exactly,
space.
Yeah.
And they played and some of the male attendees at the show were yelling some things at Amy Lee. She got really
Ooh.
Pissed. She got really mad. And I don't blame her. Like I was like, we're here to see the music. You know, I'm not one of those people that are gonna, you know, yell derogatory things at females at like a concert, but there were some guys there yelling some derogatory things to Amy Lee. And she got really mad.
Did she stop the show?
No, it was after one of the songs. She's like, you know what? You know, I'm here to sing and play music, and I'm not here to gratify your sexual desires, basically is what she said.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So is there a bet or anything we could do to get your face painted like ICP at one of these shows?
Let me think about
that. Okay, because you did the Kroger. Diener did the cat thing at
he
Kroger.
Did paint, yes,
so
he did paint himself like
we're
a cat.
Open, we're open for negotiations on something with some of the hosts. I would love to see you at the front row of Slayer with a
ICP face paint.
We'll be like a Juggalo.
I'd rather have Violent J's face paint than I'm sorry, I'd rather have Shaggy Two Dope's face paint than Violent. Actually, I think they might be the same.
Look, this is your world. I would just love to see it.
All right, let's take a quick break. On the other end, we're getting this Big 12 expansion discussion. A number of ACC teams are talking to the Big 12, and they have the money to leave. So we'll discuss that and more. Before we do that, let me tell you about our good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. They're helping me out with the testosterone, which I am thankful for because it gives me the energy to do everything that I need to do as a 42-year-old man with four children and two demanding jobs. So I'm able to do that, and thank you to them. You can go ahead, go online to tristatemenshealth.com, take the low-T quiz. Takes about, I'd say, about a minute, 2 minutes to complete 10 questions, yes or no answers. But if you're experiencing a decrease in your libido, you're putting on some weight, less productive at the gym, you're not sleeping well, sad or depressed, got the brain fog, love this testosterone boost can help you out, okay? So go ahead and get a consultation set up with them. A licensed medical provider will review your results when they do your blood take. Blood test takes about 30 minutes. It's a $99 fee, but if you sign up for testosterone that day, the fee is waived. Okay, so check them out online, tristatemenshealth.com, or give them a call at 800-900-9654.
I'm going to say this. All that being said, I was proud of these guys in this environment doing what they did. You may say, well, why did you shoot it so quick? Because, you know, we have a lot of people coaching, and that's fine. Guys, we got a late flight, and we got an early game on Saturday, so I'm out of here, and I'm trying to get my team on the bus, too. Thanks.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Following the show tonight, Soccer City, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. I wonder if they'll discuss the firing of, what's his name, Nate Bolthalder?
Oh, yeah. All the soccer Freddies are coming out for that.
Oh,
one.
So yeah, they are.
They got takes on that for sure.
Ince is running him out on a rail. You know how that goes. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line live here in the Liquor Bar Studios. It is the Roundtable. A friend of mine texted me, and he wants me to send a photo of the mystery product here in the back. So I'm going to send that to him. His name's Joe.
Yes,
I'm going to send that to Joe and see if he knows what that is.
Because okay. It's really bothering me. It's a weird device that I can't pinpoint. It's too small to be a bottle opener, but I feel like we need to reach out to like some promotions director that may know this.
He knows a lot of promotion people, so he would probably know. All right, so you know, it's not summer unless we have Florida State, Clemson leaving the ACC stories. What makes it different now is it's not swim swam or Ben Swain saying it. I mean, it's hit some national news websites, but here I'm on heartlandcollegesports.com right now. Big 12 expansion and early conversations with Florida State and Clemson, among others. Okay, so in an interview with John Kurtz at Big 12 Media Days on Wednesday, Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger said that there are early conversations between Big 12 and a couple of ACC schools looking to leave the league. Florida State and Clemson have been attempting to get out of the ACC for quite some time now, and an exit to the Big 12 appears to be one of the options on the table at this point. Quote, there is at least conversations between Big 12 schools about those possibilities. Dellinger told Kurtz, quote, I don't know that it's anything serious yet, but they do have to get out of the ACC, whether that's through a settlement or a court ruling. So he could be months or even years away for something, but that does seem to be the one of the possibilities of the Big 12. Another couple schools named there. Notre Dame looking to ditch the ACC as well. I believe Miami was the other one that I saw. But, I mean, taking to account here, the Big 12 just signed that big money deal with that who was it?
The insurance?
Yeah, the insurance.
Allstate.
Yeah, Allstate. Yeah, Allstate, I believe. And they've got this influx of money coming in now where the point of that was, A, to sustain the league, and, B, to woo possibly some other schools to join the Big 12. And those are the four that have been, you know, rumored to be the ones to go.
Well, it's funny because we had Eric Crawford on yesterday during the V show. And I asked him, because when all this was going on with the Big 12, and look, their commissioner is very boisterous.
Yeah, he is.
And I think that's what, well, just use Ethan Moore for an example, like his ire comes from with Jim Phillips, is that he just seems very meek and just doesn't like give any sort of confidence that they're going to figure this out. I will say, and Ross Dellinger is, you know, football Freddy. Him and McMurphy are on top of it. I did laugh at
you saying
reputable news outlets, and you said Heartland College Sports. So that's
what I
want to
say. Outkick. Yeah, because they're one of the other ones.
Again, reputable.
Reputable, yes.
Take that. But no, it's funny because it feels like this just festers up and comes up every summer whenever the realignment. So next week is SEC Media Days, I believe. Following week
ACC.
Is ACC Media Days, which Jim Phillips. And I asked Eric Crawford, I was like, what are some of the things, is there anything that Jim Phillips, and I know that's kind of a lazy question, that can instill any sort of confidence to the other schools outside of Clemson and Florida State that seem to have these early conversations? And I think doing the things that Ethan alluded to with trying to get the naming rights of whether it's, you know, the Allstate, or he suggested the Nationwide, I think it was when David Teal was on the Richmond Times and suggested, hey, like, be Nationwide, because, I mean, you got from Cal and Stanford SMU now all the way to Boston College.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
And try to combat some of these things, because he's going on doing his impressors and saying that they're the third best, you know, one of the three best conferences. So
Is there anything that he can do, Jim Phillips, in order to try to get Florida State and Clemson to stop kicking and screaming? I don't know. I don't know if it's the revenue sharing and things like that, but it's just Florida State's just going to Florida State. Like, I'm convinced, yeah, like, they're just going to do this. Clemson and North Carolina, more so North Carolina, are the ones that are keeping it all together.
Together right now, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm always kind of, I scoff at some of these reports, but when Dellinger puts this out there, it carries a little bit more weight.
Than Ben Swain. They cry wolf all the time. We just kind of laugh at it, move on. But yeah, coming from Ross Dellinger, that is a different place. And I think that now with the addition of Cal, Stanford, SMU, that the ACC, you know, I'm not saying if they lose Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Miami, that everything is going to be just fine. And it's not going to be like that sad Pac-12 media days where you had the open bar? Yeah, the sad cougar and the sad beaver on the stage. Save that, Justin. Sad beaver on the stage. And it's just like, it's sad. You have two teams in the Pac-2, and it won't be that. You'll still have a conference. You'll still have Duke, North Carolina, and Louisville, and, you know, all the other schools there. But I mean, those four are big, especially when it comes to football.
Well, and like, I know Ethan just put this out there, I guess 6 hours ago, Southwest and the SEC, the official airlines of the SEC, like little things like that.
Yeah.
I know they did some things with, I think it was Disney advertising the ACC to try to combat some of the offset of the revenue gaps that are impending, but it just
Disney,
Mickey Mouse, DeSantis.
Hold on a second.
It just makes me laugh because it's like, if I were Jim Phillips, I'd be like, what do you want?
Yeah, what exactly do you want?
What do you want? Because I understand there's this revenue gap that you're saying you got to get more. And yes, Florida State should make more than Boston College.
100%, yes.
Clemson should make more. But like, what exactly do you want from this? Is at the end of the day, is there nothing that the ACC can do to keep this together?
All they can do is fall back on grant of rights. I feel like that's Jim Phillips' shield that he holds up every time. This magical, mythical document that you have to handle, like the Declaration of Independence. Pat Forty's seen it. I don't know if he's actually gotten to, you know, read the grant of rights, but he's been in the room with the grant of rights. You know, that's what the shield he holds up when Clemson and Florida State start kicking and screaming, grant of rights, grant of rights, grant of rights. And so far in court, it's been an unbreakable agreement. So that's been his fallback. I don't know what else he can do or say to placate Florida State specifically, but they, you know, how much of this is just Florida State bluster? And that's the question that we always come back to with this junk, is how much of it. But again, Ross Dellinger talking to people at the Big 12 media days, like, no, we're going to try to do this and get them in the conference as much as possible.
Well, and it's funny too, because when you look at the overall landscape of college athletics now, and you see, just like Dennis Dodd put this out, always the case for this sort of thing, but the rights holders are absolutely rooting for Florida State to stay put. For one, networks don't want their contracts to be exposed in the current court battle. Secondly, an exit would cause massive upheaval in another reorganization in college athletics. So it's just the so tiresome, because it just feels like you're on this carousel constantly,
yeah,
of like, okay, this something surfaces every other week with Florida State just kicking and screaming, not happy and things like that. And it just strikes me on a much larger scale as a non-compete clause, like in media,
yeah,
where it's like,
Lachlan McClain,
Spectrum News 1, Weather on the 1. Sorry, I can't come on because I got to do this hit with Greenberg.
Who was trying to get him on? He refused. Was it Islam Pratt?
It was Islam Pratt!
He came on Sunday Morning Hangover. He wanted to. Yeah.
The beauty of it. So this is during the Baffert stuff.
Yeah.
Patty Ice is in the Zachy C spot where I can't see him. Nick was on the road, so there was no one in the chair, and it was kind of I should have swapped. I never did in terms of being in chair one, so I could see Patty Ice at the time. Louie beat Locke calling in to talk about the Baffert stuff, so we made Locke stay on hold for like 30 minutes while Louie broke. The horseman himself, Lou, was down the Baffert news, and Locke was on hold even though he had a non-compete. See, Locke's my guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That non-compete's very flexible.
But that's the grant of rights. Just feels like on a much larger scale, and it just makes me laugh because I talk about this all the time on Sunday. Like, I love this podcast. It's John Skipper, the former head of ESPN, and David Sampson, the former president of the Marlins, and they talk about all these TV contracts, and that's the driving factor behind this. But it goes, I think we talked about it a little bit last week, we weren't on the show last week, it was the fourth. I was talking about with Curran, and on the V Show, the Clemson, South Carolina email that was revealed. Did you see that? So on Black Friday, they wanted Clemson and South Carolina to play. And basically, the ESPN execs and the ACC, it's like, hey, we'd love to this. It's, you know, it's a Black Friday game, but they wanted it on Saturday. And it just shows kind of the inside of the TV executives kind of driving factor of saying, like, you should play here. This is when we want you to play.
Right.
But they were going up against the NFL. Clemson said no. So you have a partner now that wanted you to play in this time slot, and you're saying no. So this is how much TV controls it. So seeing the schools push back a little bit now and saying, like, no, we're not doing that with a partner that you have a business relationship for is fascinating. So that's beginning to show you the ire and some of the angst that Clemson and Florida State have. It's like, no, we're not playing on Black Friday. We play when we want to play.
Yeah.
Saturday's the sweet spot for that Clemson in the South Carolina game.
Sure.
And it was just funny to see just like the back and forth on Twitter of all these Clemson fans defending it against South Carolina fans, because ESPN, when you have a business relationship with them, they can dictate when you play, what time you play, when you're going to have the most eyeballs.
That's when people get so mad. Like, why can't they release the times earlier? Why can't we know when they're playing? It's because TV drives it. Like,
well, SEC's starting to do that now. So SEC's
doing a little more.
They're probably the ones that have like actually jumped ahead of it. It was like, no, like, we're going to plan for this when you know when select games are going to be.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know, the week of, like, trying to scramble around for, you know, Blank's kids soccer game or something like that, or your kids baseball game.
Yeah, fall ball thrown in there as well. But it's interesting. It's a topic that keeps one of these days, Phil, it's just going to happen, because that's how this conference alignment stuff goes down anyway. It just happens. Like, you don't, when you least expect it. I remember coming into work here and doing a show with Andy when the Pac-12 left the Pac-12 and went to the Big Ten. And it just, again, with Texas, Oklahoma, it just happened. There was no, like, build-up. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Texas, Oklahoma in 2024 will be playing in the SEC.
Yeah, and it's just, you're right, because it's, like, whenever things start to go, like, okay, realignment stuff, conference expansion, it's done, it just smacks you in the face. So if you're just like, oh, okay, wow, that's actually going to happen now. Save that for the Big State Sofa Road, and you're going to take that out of context. But it's exhausting to the point, like, I know Ethan and I kind of talk about, we nerd out over it.
Yeah.
But now it's just getting to the point where it's like, if you're going to leave, just find the money, pay it, and shut up. Like,
yeah, it's tiresome.
It's just over, and I understand their frustration of what transpired last year with not being left out of it. Now this year, I mean, it's going to be, I heard Blank and Double D talk about this, like, you have no excuses now. Like,
no.
I mean, now you're going to have a seat at the table, and all the angst that you had last year, Florida State, you will have a seat at the table with that. Was I a fan of the way I thought they should have been in there last year, but I understood the logic behind it, and I understand why now coaches are psychopaths and they don't tell you anything because of Jordan Travis being out. But now you have a seat at the table. Now you can get a bigger piece of the pie if you go up there and you don't sit all your players out against Georgia and get shellacked.
And get shellacked and embarrassed in front of everybody.
But it's just, if you're going to do it, find the private equity, go to, you know, work with the sheiks across the pond.
The Saudis.
And just,
the cloth blank's hand.
And just leave. Or go independent for a few years. Like, at this point, it's just, like, make your freaking decision, man.
Yeah.
Because it's just so tiresome.
No, I'm with you. Let's read some text here. We'll take a break and get to the Blitz, because I want to have plenty of time for Ty and Cam to tell us their blue and red colored glasses takes on the program's texter. Notre Dame is not joining the Big 12.
Yeah, I completely agree with
you. Yeah, I don't think so either. Texas, Oklahoma didn't just happen. It took 3 years after they announced it, man. I'm saying that when the story broke, there was no buildup. It was just Texas, Oklahoma are in the SEC.
Well, it was one of these, like, the Clemson, Florida State, like, it was out there. But everyone's like, if you're going to do it.
And then they did it.
Yeah, and then they just did it. So, yes, it was always lingering out there, but everyone's just like, okay, this is a pipe dream, or if it's going to eventually happen.
Right.
And it did.
And it did happen, yes. Texter, don't be shocked if Sankey walks out swinging D and gets North Carolina and Notre Dame. Texter, the bottle opener fit for Pat Kelsey. Texter, just imagine Diener searching for a safe word if working the crowd at Louder Than Life, or surfing on the crowd, I guess. Texter,
have you ever crowd surfed before?
No, I'm too big.
Zach,
have you crowd surfed?
Can't say I have.
You haven't? I've been... I've held up people as they've crowd surfed.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've been in a mosh pit.
So
a couple of them.
I was about to interject with your. I know you read the text. I was about to interject with your Jillian story. You'll love this because okay. It's just as equally as douchey. So not the yelling at the Evanescence lead singer, but it's up there. So my buddies and I'm not a like big concert goer in small venues. Like it's just not my cup of tea.
Sure.
I'll go to concerts. I enjoy like Bourbon and Beyond Ladder Life, but I don't need to be up close. Like
right.
I'm good all the way in the back, just chilling.
And have the beverage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when we were at, it was Jillian's. God, I can't believe I'm uttering the sentence. Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin. Wow.
My buddies are like, let's let Phil crowd surf.
Oh, really?
I mean, how douchey is
Breaking Benjamin
this?
Concert.
I mean, and I'm like, this is rock bottom. Sweetie will hate. I mean, Sweetie will never forgive me for a Breaking Benjamin crowd surf. So I was like, I'm not doing that. And then they all just picked me up and they hoisted me up at Jillian.
Oh.
So probably were Strieble looked like the final rap battle in 8 Mile
yeah.
with the Evanescence girl. I was crowd surfing during a Breaking Benjamin.
Man.
It was rock bottom.
I bet that was a terrible show.
It was terrible, and it was equally as terrible as being touched in places that I did not want to be touched.
That's
by
the thing
strangers.
About crowd surfing.
Yeah. And there was nothing I could do because my buddies are bigger. They just got to.
They just picked you up and they threw you up there. Like you have no choice at that point. We have guys my size.
Who was the guy in Fresh Prince that always getting thrown out of the house?
Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, that was me.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That was me being thrown up on top of a Breaking Benjamin concert to crowd surf.
Just throwing him up there. Texter, your boy Shire is crying. Why is he crying? He's got the best player in the world.
Cooper Flagg did make Team USA.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
we're the Cooper Flagg show. Get that right. We're the Cooper Flagg show.
I can't be the Cooper Flagg. I cannot. Are you and Louie the Cooper Flagg
we're
show?
We're the Cooper Flagg
okay,
show.
Y'all can have him. I hate him. I don't want anything to do with him.
Oh, he's going to be the Caitlin Clark. He's going to be the Caitlin Clark of the NBA. You know that is coming, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everything. It's going to be Zion Williamson on steroids. I said this yesterday. It's going to be Zion Williamson coverage on steroids with Cooper Flagg. And it makes me sick already. Kentucky plays him right out of the gate. They've got to find some way to nullify him. It's, Amari Williams go break his kneecaps. I'm kidding. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Do all the players on the Kentucky roster look at Popey Boy? It's a house. How come he's not on this team?
Yeah, how's he not on this team? Like,
it's a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah,
huh?
he locked that up pretty early on, the Cooper Flagg. Texter, John Mayer played at Jillian's. I'm torn on John Mayer because I think he's a great, great guitar player.
He's with the Grateful Dead.
He's with the Dead Company right now. See, I like that John Mayer. But like the bubblegum pop John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland.
Yeah.
My buddy just went
to the Sphere and he said he was pretty good there.
He is a phenomenal. I know Diener thinks that Keith Urban is the greatest guitar player that ever lived. John Mayer would bury Keith Urban. He would bury Keith Urban. He is a wizard on the guitar.
I always forget Double D has a soft spot for Keith Urban.
He loves Keith Urban.
I know. Yeah. I remember when they did the country festival, your Hometown Rising.
Hometown Rising.
They're trying to bring that back eventually, but I remember Keith Urban was there and Double D was in heaven for that.
Oh, so it's about Shire's crying about his seven players that transferred. They were tampered with. Yeah, that's what it was. They were tampered with because they had. I said this yesterday. Outside of Kentucky and Louisville having to flip their rosters, Louisville had one of the, because they had new coaches, obviously. Duke had one of the biggest turnovers in college basketball where they weren't, replacing a head coach. Like, everybody left. Everybody left. They were tampered. I saw Godsmack at Jillian's. I saw Filter at Jillian's, too. Filter.
God, yes. There was one, man. There was like a neon foam party last time I was there. And it was, oh, God. Who was the white dude with the grill? Not Paul Wall.
There's another one?
Oh, yeah. With dread. It's more recent.
With dreads?
No, with braids. White guy braids. Looked like he had.
Yellow Wolf?
Oh, God. I'm on it.
Oh, boy. There's one.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about because he dated Katy Perry. If it's the same
Katy Perry rapper
boyfriend. Yes. Is this the same guy?
No, it wasn't him.
It's not him. What's his name?
Is it
Katy Perry? Be careful.
Yeah. What about man, she's had a boyfriend. Oh, the tease right here is drum roll, please. Katy Perry's rapper ex-boyfriend is offering to take you to prom for a beer. It doesn't tell me. I'm gonna
tell his name.
That may be him.
I think that might be him because there's only a
this
few.
Looks like a virus.
Yeah, don't
no no
yeah don't
no.
don't click on viruses.
But yeah, I think he was there and I remember like trying to go in. I heard like a loud boom 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 boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And then I was like, oh, is this the bathroom? And I just walk in and like foam comes out.
Like a son of a... Speaking of Katy Perry, we'll take a break because I want to get the blitz. Riff Raff, that's his name. Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
Thank you, Texter.
That's who was there. Riff Raff. That was a crazy... And I wasn't even there for that.
Yeah,
I think
that
we were
was
just
Katy
like,
Perry's ex-boyfriend. How about that?
How do you forget Riff Raff? I forgot Riff Raff. How do we forget him?
How do we forget?
And she ended up with Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
Wow.
They live in Kentucky.
Yeah, I was telling you about that. They live in Simpsonville.
Now, she's dipping into the occult a little bit with this portal stuff. She's very heavy on like portals all of a sudden with her new album.
I saw that.
Like she's coming out of a portal and going into a portal and all these other things. And so I sent it to my guy, Isaac Whitehop. Guarantee you there'll be an episode on that. Guarantee.
Is he going to cite you?
I hope so. I hope he cites me, but if he doesn't, it's okay. He's a lot bigger than I am.
Okay.
Save that too, Justin. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll have the Blitz. Cam Drummond first, then Ty Spaulding. Hey, Sonatro of Louisville, that's the place to go. If you're looking for security, an upgrade, or a completely new system for your home or for your business, they work with both. They're locally owned and family operated for over 35 years, over 350 five-star reviews on Google. That's because they're the best. They have the best customer service, the best technology, and they have that no false alarm guarantee. So you need to jump on that right now. High resolution cameras. The cameras see at night. It's not just some ring by your doorbell. It's high quality. It's not some national brand. It's a local company, so you know that they care and you know they'll take care of you. Give them a call at 502-966-8999. It's 502-966-8999. They also do cameras, badge access, fire monitoring. You control it all from your phone. SonatrolKY.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.